This is KC2YXN Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So, at this point, do we have any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be August 16th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Ireland Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend, and amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a member and we can set that up. Should a net control not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find our preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. This is KC2YXN. I am now listening for any stations that are portable, battery-powered, or mobile who would like to join our net this evening. Please call now. I am now listening for stations who are on Echolink. So are there any stations on Echolink who would like to join us this evening? I will pause for 15 seconds. This is KC2YXN Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
M2PFM, good evening, Kathy.
WA2U.
KC2WI.
Okay, Net Control recognizes George, John, and Pete. Anyone else who would like to join us, please call now. Okay, George, you're at the top of the list. How are you this evening?
Well, good evening, Kathy, and everybody on the net. Temperature 69 degrees on the mountainside. Temperature range today was 63 to 82, and a very nice, decent summer day. A lot of sun, but some clouds and on and off like that too, but overall a very nice day out. It's a good, there are a couple things accomplished here, and slowly but surely things are getting done. That just having to stay home, being that I got hit with the same affliction that you have, that I've been told you have, put it that way, I have to, I gotta be very careful going out anymore. And everything else here is quiet and all. Believe me, I really like it that way. Phone isn't ringing anymore since my friend Dennis passed away back in May. And, oh, it's been very, very nice. So with that, we'll say God bless, 73s and 2 PFM clear.
Okay, George. Well, I hope things get better with your affliction. And, yes, quiet is nice. Boy, The other day it was so quiet out, there wasn't even a bird peeping or cheeping or anything. No, it was beautiful. Yeah, it was a nice day today. Yep, my garden's growing big. Picking beans, and tomatoes, and I'm excited about that. Alrighty, next up is WA2U.
WA2U, well, good evening to everyone on frequency, and those out there listening, kind of a humid evening. I'm not sure what the temperature is here at the, 66, Kathy says, at northeast on the Pinckley Reservoir. So I had a good day today, was busy, people dropping stuff off, and that's going to continue tomorrow. So all is good. We have a lot of stuff that gets delivered here in bulk, so it makes it kind of nice. So we got all that stuff put away in the freezer where it belongs, and let's see what else. Last night we went into a camp with another couple. We sat around, where the fireplace is, but there was no fire. It was a little bit too warm for that, but I had a great time sitting there and planning on how to build the deck and things of that nature. So had a good evening there. And the mosquitoes were out too. Nothing seemed to keep them away. But anyways, we'll see. Maybe there'll be some other people joining us here. I'm trying to think if there's any events for the weekend, but I may have some comments later on. WATU, back to net.
All right, John. Well, thanks for the temperature update. That's beautiful here. So, next up, KC2WI. Pete, how are you this evening?
KC2WI. Well, I never really got out of the house other than, you know, the front porch today. And, boy, I was up real late last night. I went into town. I had totally forgotten about, you know, sort of in the back of my mind, but really just all of a sudden here it is the end of the week. A computer at my one customer that was 7, and really we wanted to make 10. And I said, well, it shouldn't be a big deal. And I had someone else in town that was sort of hemming and hawing. They, older people, they got it. Laptop from, I don't know, their son or this or that, and they had a problem with it. And can I fix it, or should I buy a new, what, you know, whatever. And they decided, well, well, it's not ours, it's our son's, let me see if, you know, whatever. So they decided to do that, and I said, I'll try to stop by when I'm in town. So I called him. I said, listen, I have to go do this machine. I'll go start it. I'll come over. I'll be there, you know, within an hour. So it's like 8 o'clock, you know, before 8 o'clock. Okay. And just as I was walking out the door, the phone rang. And, well, my husband and I are having a discussion about this, and you better not come until we straighten it out. And I, you know, and they were and she called me. Well, the first time was, oh, this isn't going to be like, you know, hundreds of, you know, 8 hours. I said, no, I said, I don't think so. I wouldn't charge you that. And from what they were telling me, oh, we can't access the internet. When she called me the second time, I said, listen, this could be a 10-minute fix, which I suspected, as I think they just, it's, you know, cockpit problems. But anyway, so I went in, I started the backup on the machine, which I thought would be quick, and there was 100 gigabytes of stuff. I don't know what it all was, but I figured I'd just better back it up. And that took a lot longer than planned. And then I put the Windows 10 disk in there, and in between worked on another computer and wrote my newspaper column and stuff. But really, it was very non-productive. And finally, I left it to 9 or 10 or something like that. Came back, put a new replacement motherboard in one I've had sitting here for a long time, which was actually an older computer, but almost no time on it. And that was Vista. Well, I think it was actually Windows XP downgraded it. I said, oh, I've got this Windows 7 Professional upgrade that was never used. So I can, if I put this motherboard, and the thing's been sitting here for, you know, 3 years or 5 years or something. If I put this board in here, I can put Windows 7, and then I can put 10 in it. It's another one with 10, so, you know, that I can grab for while I get it free. So I worked on that for a couple hours last night and put the new board, which of course has been sitting for a few years, and it says, oh, the battery's low. I said, well, and I got to go check on that one in town anyway. I'll go over, I'll stop at Walmart, I'll get a battery. Of course, I go over to one in town. Oh, sorry, something went wrong. You know, it doesn't tell you, just something went wrong when Windows 10 fails. And so here it is, you know, 12 o'clock. So I started it another way, and of course, Walmart was closed, so I didn't get that done, and came back and worked on this other one about 1:30 in the morning. Anyway, that's the way things have been going the last few days, and I really want to go out today, but I just, you know, I said, well, it's just one more day of this. Keep my fingers crossed that we don't all of a sudden lose summer, which, you know, happens sometimes. All of a sudden, it's not It's nice, but it's not the nice 80, you know, nice out at the lake kind of hot weather, and you go for a little swim, but that's it. You know, it's not the nice go camping and not freeze in the morning when you get up. So I hopefully we're still good on that. Anyway, I had three of mine to do today. The third one is getting done. I just discovered a way maybe to do a couple more. I said, well, I'm just going to keep going until midnight, and then I'm done. Whatever is done is done. Whatever isn't done isn't done. And that's the way it goes. But I will actually have probably already have about a half a dozen, and I might have even a couple more refurbished computers with, you know, with the latest and greatest Windows 10. They might be a few years old, but, you know, I can make some money off of some of this stuff. So that's about it here. The only thing I did screw up, I had a nice, real nice 17-inch screen laptop that I was going to put one of the upgrades in, and that's up in Lake Pleasant. So I guess it's Vista. I discovered I'm trying out a, you know, real cheap Windows 7 product keys, and let's see if it works. And if that works, well, at least that one go to 7, but that'll be a good one to put in a really nice Ubuntu Linux and start using that. So that's the scoop here. And of course, I got the last minute emails and phone calls. Oh, should I do Windows 10? Well, you better get to it. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, wow. Surprised you didn't get out today and do some paddling, but it sounds like you're at a full plate. Well, I hope you get some sleep. You've been, business is good, so that's very, very good. Anything else for us this evening, Pete?
I had planned to go out for maybe an hour or two and go swimming and stuff. You know, I didn't want to do it at noon. You wait till the sun keeps down, maybe 3, 4 o'clock is a real nice time on a day like this, or else 10, 11 o'clock. But I just never did it. And it's funny because it hasn't gotten that hot. I mean, it was 84 for the high. The house got a little warm. Of course, I'm running computers. But it cools off. It's been cooling off reasonably at night, even if it's only in the 60s. It's not like years ago. I remember here it was just unbearable because of the heat. But I think it's not been. We haven't had a lot of really hot, muggy rain and real damp weather, so it's been okay. And of course we need some rain, but I'll be happy if we never get that hot, muggy, damp weather. It looks like we're going to get some maybe tomorrow. Or Sunday, definitely. And now it looks like maybe Sunday and Monday. Yeah, I guess, I don't know, that's about it here. I had a guy, I forgot his name again, that stopped by at the ham fest there. He said, hey, we got talking. He said, you know, I got some ham sticks and stuff I don't use anymore. I'll bring them up to you. Got a real nice setup in his car up. Tar Heel screwdriver, and he's got a TS-590 bolted right to the top of the dashboard. I mean, it's, you know, great. And he brought me some stuff. He brought a dipole that he made. It was out of QST sometime, and it's a couple pieces of pipe, copper pipe, and then a little loading coil. And he said, I don't have the whips, but I'll bring them. I'll mail them to you. I guess they're the MFJ, you know, telescoping whips, which I'm not sure what length they telescope to. He didn't say. I think they collapsed to 24 inches, so they're pretty big. They're probably the 13-foot ones or something. He said it'll work from 40 through 10, and because I was talking about making a dipole to put on top of my mast, he says, I got this. So I'm in an apartment now. He says, I don't have space for all this stuff. I like to give it to somebody who can use it. It's the same thing I kind of did with some of the computers I took to the ham fest. KC2WI.
Well, good, Pete. That's good. That's nice when people bequeath or give you ham stuff. It's nice. That's what's nice about the hobby, when people just hand stuff to someone else. It's very good. Okay, I'm going to do another call up here. This is KC2YXM for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for further check-ins.
It says KCQQQR, good evening. Chuck over here in Vernon.
Well, KC2QQR, very good. Nice to hear you this evening, Chuck. How did you spend your day today?
Oh, KC2QQR. Well, I got up early this morning and helped a friend. I brought my truck to a friend's house and we loaded it up with a bunch of stuff from his basement and his garage. We basically cleaned everything up. Had about 1.5 tons of garbage that we got rid of out of this place. So it's much nicer now that there's really nothing in the way in the basement. So. That's always that nice. And then had a meeting I had to go to in Rome, and then had to go. It's funny because I was stopped by Lowe's. Got a couple. Got some wood over there for a project that I'm gonna work on. And right when I was getting out of Lowe's, another friend called me. Kind of a coincidence because I had my trailer on my truck. And asked me if I could stop by and move a couple things for him with the trailer, and I said, oh, no problem, perfect timing. So I went over there and helped him, and next day I know it's right around 3 o'clock, and headed on home, unloaded the trailer, put the trailer in the barn, and then I went out for a jog, and it was pretty hot out there, so then I had dinner, and I'm on the radio. So other than that, life is good. So, anyways, hope everyone's having a great evening. And I'll say 73, KC2QQR, net control.
Very good, Chuck. Oh my goodness, you picked a hot one today to do all that work. Wow. Wow, that's amazing. That's tough work, hard work. Very good. Good. Well, hope we get some rain, though. My garden really could be using it. I've been doing a lot of watering. Hope we can get... We need just a couple of days of good rain. Not good for the boating and swimming and canoeing, but we really could use it. All right, this is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this point in time? Please call now.
WAQ with InfoQI.
I think you're going to get quite a bit of rain on Sunday and maybe Monday.
Okay. Thanks, Pete. Yeah, I'm glad we're going to have that. All right. And WA2U has a comment.
I think Pete and I doubled a little bit, but I guess we both got in there. Yeah, never have too much rain. Well, I was just thinking while doing my workout this evening, I thought the old-fashioned radio is still around in some aspects. A lot of how-to programs that are still on. Believe it or not, a lot of channels go through various iterations of change and things disappear and come and go. But tomorrow morning, and these are in no particular order, but I think at 8 o'clock, there's a home improvement show, and this is on 570 WSYR and 106.9, yes, and 570 WSYR. So that's home improvement. And then at 9 a.m., Terry Bish and John Messler, they have the car show, and that's still on 570, I believe, WSYR and 106.9. So that show's been on for years and years and years, and I'm actually still amazed that it's still around, because with all the high-tech stuff going on with vehicles, it's not a, besides putting gas in it, maybe the oil and some minor changes, there's not a whole lot consumers can do with a vehicle, really. No one has the equipment to do computer kinds of things with it, so at least that I don't think. Anyways, so there's a couple shows, and also on tomorrow morning, I think at 10, at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning on WIBX at 9:50. WIBX 9:50 is the Kim Komando show, computer show, Kim Komando computer show. And that's been on for years. It used to be on WGY 810 out of Schenectady. So it's a couple of some neat programs to listen to when you're doing stuff around the house or building something in the shop. You can just listen to it in the background and have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you, John. Yep, I always enjoyed listening to Kim Komando. She has a lot of good stuff. All right, KC2YXN, just going to do one more call-up for any comments or queries or late check-ins before we close the net. Please call now. All right, before I close the Black River Valley service net, I'll give my Friday evening chuckle. So here goes. A Lutheran minister is driving down to New York City to go see a show, and he is stopped in Connecticut for speeding. The state trooper smelled alcohol on the fellow's breath and says, "Sir, have you been drinking? There's an empty wine bottle on the floor of his car." The minister says, no, I've just been drinking water." And the minister looks down the bottle, and so the trooper says, "Then why do you smell like wine?" The minister goes, looks at the bottle and says, "Good Lord, he's done it again." I will now close the Black River Valley service net, but before that, I would like to thank George, John, Pete, and Chuck for joining us this evening, and all you other listeners out there in Radio Land. Everybody have a wonderful weekend. Stay cool. Enjoy whatever it is you do. I will be returning the frequency to regular amateur use. 73 to all. Everybody have a fun weekend. This is KC2YXN, clear.
KD2FPM with a late check-in if possible.
Hi, Kevin. Okay, I got you on the list. How are you this evening?
Hey, Kathy, everyone on board. Yeah, I apologize. I'm a little late getting in here tonight because I was slacking off, and then I was sandbagging in the background here listening. I'm not sure if you got my good friend Bill down in Warrendale there, K3TFB, but he's also in here on Echolink. And I just want to say a quick hello. Snuck outside into the park and enjoyed a quick barbecue, and pretty much, like I say, was just kind of chilling out, relaxing. And unfortunately, my location in the park there, cell service is not the greatest, so I went from 100% battery to 15% battery in about 2.5 hours. So that tells you how bad things are. All right, with that, I'll say 73, KD2FBM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin, well, thanks for joining us. Can't imagine you ever slacking off. But all right, I'm going to see if Bill is still on. Bill from the Keystone State. This is KC2YXM.
KC2YXN, KA3TFB, indeed a good evening. Hey, we just weren't given enough time to power up here. It just didn't work out tonight, but good to hear from everybody. I enjoy sometimes being on the tail end, the caboose of the train, and listen to everybody first. But good evening here from Western Pennsylvania. It's been a rough week. Monday was a horrible hot day, extremely hot. And, of course, I felt sick in that heat. And then every night it rained, so it helped out. So we're doing fine here. Fine business. Hello, Kevin James. Thank you for the announcement. And thanks for being there. Back to net control from a good report from KA3TFB in Western Pennsylvania. Over.
Okay, Bill, well, thanks for joining us. Lucky you was all that rain. Send some our way, would you? Good. Okay, well, I got you on the list. Being a cow's tail, it could be worse, so. All right, I'm gonna duck out of here and go on with my evening here. I like to watch Dateline, so. All right, KC2YXN, 73 to all. I'm clear.
KD2FBM, KA3TFB, Mr. Kevin James. Indeed, a good evening. You out there?
KD3TFB, it's KD2FBM. Hey, Bill. Yeah, I just got your text message there. Windshield I sent you back there should be here on Monday. That's what FedEx is telling me. So got my fingers crossed. It's a 50-pound package. Windshield frame plus hardware and other items that are needed to replace my rusty one on the Jeep. And then from there, I'll have this whole project done. When it's finished, I promise I will get you some photos so you can see. All right, back to you.
Roger, Roger on the FedEx Express. Usually they're good. Hopefully you don't have to sign for it. I try to say that in a narrative, leave it on the porch. I never had one that I had to go get. But, yeah, that sounds good. Now then you have to get that assembled there, and it'll be good to go. Yeah, so like I said on the net there, it's a rough week here for Bill. You know, that heat. We had Saturday, I had class in the down in a place called Greensburg, and temperature coming home on the thermometer on the car registered 97, but the heat index was 103. The humidity was over 60-some percent, and the dew point was that high, almost in the 70s, and it was like something that I haven't experienced in many years. Over.
Oh, yeah, I will say understood there on that heat and heat index. It's been a little ugly up here, not quite like that, but as a matter of fact, we're in a rain deficit, so I know, like Kathy was saying, send some rain this way, because we do need it, because we're kind of in a little bit of trouble there, because it's been a little too dry. And hear a little racket going on in the background, one of my favorite movies, Frequency is on, which deals with police, firemen, and ham radios. So I've got that on the background. KD2FBM with KA3TFB.
KD2FBM, KA3TFB. Okay, fine business. We know about rain. Yesterday itself, it rained most of the day. Sometimes heavy, so that really was a good soaker. Hey, I'm going to let you go, let you watch your movie there. I know what that's like. And you take care now, and we'll catch you sometime down the line. My best to you in 73s. KA3TF, be on your final. Over.
All right, my good friend Bill, listen, you take care of yourself and, you know, try to relax and enjoy what you can. And actually, I got a new toy that I got to go over with you at some point. Digital mobile radio, I've been dabbling with that. We have a repeater here in Oneonta, and I'm pretty sure there's probably some out nearby you. That might be some other fun little avenue for us to play with in the future, because there's some very interesting possibilities with that. So I'm going to set it up in my Jeep. That'll be another thing that I'll set up where I can have the mobile radio. I'm sorry, portable, and I'll make it work like a mobile. And so in this area here, I'll have good coverage, and then hopefully I'll figure out how to do roaming with it. So as other repeaters eventually come online, I'll be able to drive through almost like your cell phone and still continue with coverage. So we'll chat more on that later, my friend. All right, I will say 73, KD2FBM will be clear, and KD3TFB, listen, you take care of yourself. All right, KD2FBM will be out.
KD2FBN, KA3TFB, indeed a good evening, and logging off the Echolink system, thanking those who allow the Echolink to come onto this repeater. Indeed, a good evening to all. 99, KA3TFB clear.
Great evening, and good day tomorrow. KCQQR going back to that frequency.